Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan to give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, amen, that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, shall I give in unto you, as I said unto Moses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the command given to Joshua and the children of Israel. But there was a very big obstacle in their path. And that obstacle was Jordan, River Jordan. And they were going to have to cross Jordan to go over and possess their possession. And you will cross 2019 into 20, and you are going to possess your possession in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. But there were obstacles on the way. And these obstacles are not minor, they are major. They are daunting in nature. But God's grace is sufficient. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me name some of the obstacles, about four of them. One is that there is a Jordan River we are going to come to it later on, that they have to cross. A raging river about a mile wide. Let's not go into detail with Jordan for now. Another obstacle is that these people have wandered in the wilderness for about 40 years. 40 good years. They have wandered from place to place, from east to south, south. They were going around in circles. Because they disobeyed God. Because they were rebellious against the word of the Lord. So God, who brought them to the edge of Jordan 40 years ago, did not allow them to go through, but took them in a circle, and a circle for 40 whole years. And within that 40 whole years, a lot of things happened. Their fathers died in the wilderness. Their mothers passed away. The men of war that came from Egypt, veterans of war, people who know how to fight battle and win, they couldn't pass, they couldn't go forward with them. They all died in the wilderness. That is an obstacle. So what you have now in our children that didn't see some of the great wonders of God did in the Red Sea, when he parted that Red Sea for them under the hand of mighty God through the direction of God unto Moses, they did not witness it. But they are now coming to another Jordan, another river they have to cross. And they are without the help of their fathers or the veterans of the past experiences they have. Then they are receiving a bigger problem. That problem was Moses. Moses was no more in the picture. As we read, it says, "And my servant Moses died and passed away." Who is this Moses? Moses was a man that God used mightily. I'm going to name some of the stuff that God did through Moses. For you to be able to distinguish between Moses and Joshua, as of this point, Joshua has not done anything to vindicate him as a servant of the Lord, to vindicate him in any way. If you go to the same Joshua 3:7, he was speaking to Joshua at that point, said, "Today, go to 3:7, Joshua 3:7. He said, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day, the day that they were going to experience the greatest miracle of their life, the leader of their people is now being told that today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel." Compared to Moses, Moses was a man that God spoke to on Mount Sinai. Amen? He saw the burning bush. He was given a rod, a staff of authority. And he was told to march down to who? Pharaoh, the king and supreme commander of the medieval times, the superpower of his era. And told one man to go and tell him, "Let my people go." That is who Moses was. And when Pharaoh was rebellious, he didn't listen. He started to rain judgment on a nation. Ha! Things went from A to B, from B to Z. That is to the point that heaven was pouring judgment upon Pharaoh. There was darkness all over his land. The sea turned to blood. They started to germinate and breed germs and flies and different things that plagued Pharaoh. At a point, his magicians came with their snakes and stuff, and Moses' own staff swallowed every one of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Moses stood upon Pharaoh and tamed Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. At a point, he got so bad that their first son died. And that is when Pharaoh said, take your people and leave us. I'm trying to bring you a picture here. When the sons died, the firstborn of Egypt passed away, Pharaoh said, okay, you can get out of here. But just as when they were going, they came upon the first obstacle, that was the Red Sea. And he raised his staff of authority, and the sea parted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when they have parted, Pharaoh followed behind to pursue them with his men of war, with the might of Egypt. And he raised his staff again and closed the sea upon all Egyptian military. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the same Moses that by unction of the God was raised a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I'm trying to paint a picture of Moses here. So you see the importance of the man who is missing in action. They say if you go to a war and forget to call the warrior, you may have to go to the battle the second time. This is Moses himself. When they crossed over Jordan, things started to happen. Now, when they crossed over the Red Sea, things started to happen. There was a time that they didn't find food to eat. He called on heaven, and the angels cooked food, and poured upon mankind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is manna from heaven. When at a time that the water was bitter, the bitter water of Mara was there, what did he do? He turned the bitter water into sweet one by the unction of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When they have no water to drink, he spoke unto a living rock, that rock that followed them, which is Christ Jesus. And that rock spilled out living water to them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the Amalekites came on the war, he defeated a nation by raising his staff on top of a mountain. That is Moses we are talking about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can start to name other things. When Barak, they gang against him and say, go and curse the people of the Lord. What happened? He turned, God by his grace, turned even that curse into a blessing. For you cannot curse whom God hath blessed in Jesus' name. I stand by that for you in 220 in Jesus' mighty name. This is the Moses we are talking about. A man that is seasoned, that have heard from the Lord. God spoke to him as a man will speak to a friend. Face to face, not just by word of this and that. He spoke to him face to face. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Mount Sinai, he was there with the Lord. And the Lord spoke to him as a friend. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is Moses. But at the crucial point of Israel to cross over the promised land, Moses did what? Died. And so, the children of Israel were to cross into the promised land, cross the Jordan, cross this obstacle, but these four elements is behind them and in their front. Jordan is their front. The history that they faced is behind them. Their sin, their mistake, the judgment of God, their failing, all this thing bunched up. And Moses crossed with about 1 million people. Joshua is going to cross with about 2.5 million people. But in whatever the obstacle, God is able to take us over in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. At the end of this declaration, this ministration, I will declare by the unction of the Lord 10 things. I say by the comprehensive faith we have in the word of God, those 10 things will happen in 220 for you in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe and receive it. Amen. By the comprehensive faith we have in the Lord, in the power of his word, in the ability of a covenant-keeping God, it shall happen in the name of Jesus. Wait for it at the end of this ministration. God will prove himself to you in 220. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You may have been wandering in the wilderness like them in 2019, lost and going round and round in circle with limited victories. Not so again. I mean, say to yourself, not so again. Not so again. You are crossing over 2019 to great victories in 2020 in Jesus' name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the stone of Israel, the portion of Jacob, is able to do it. He will see us through. You know, at the beginning of the journey, Moses made a statement. He said, if thou Lord, that was in Exodus chapter 33, 15. If your presence, in Exodus chapter 33, 15, he says, if your presence go not with us, carry not up hands. If you cross over to this 20 and you cross into it in Jesus' name, then the presence of the Lord has gone before you. In Jesus' name. Today is a night to declare and decree. Decree is by authority. Declare is proclamation. By the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, conferred upon the servants of the Lord in this place, you will receive your prayers answered tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just as instructed Joshua, there were three important things that God told him that he must do. And I want you to take heed of these three things. Let's quickly go to Joshua chapter 3, verse 3. Joshua chapter 3, verse 3. In Joshua chapter 3, verse 3, read with me, everybody. Joshua 3, 3, everybody. I told you guys to be fast on this. Joshua chapter 3, verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The important thing I want you to take from this chapter is that you are not to go without the presence of the Lord in 220 in Jesus' name. Amen. This is not God attaching himself to you, but you attaching yourself to God. Make sure that wherever you go, that God will go with you. Even as it is declared in the ancient prophecy, said the presence of the divine ark will constitute the life of this virgin church. And wherever the body is, there must the ark of necessity be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The ark of necessity must go with you wherever you are going. Don't leave God behind. Don't put him as a co-pilot. Make him the captain of the ship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And victory is yours in Jesus' mighty name. Don't do it and then go back and pray. Pray and seek the face of God. Many of us have run into problems because we remember to pray. I remember many times I finish eating and then I say, I didn't pray, I blessed the food in my stomach. You are not alone in that. But the truth is this. The right thing for you to do is to pray before you even do it. Pray and seek the face of God. So that the presence of that divine ark that constitutes this life of the virgin church, that declare that where ark of necessity, where the body is, there the ark of necessity will be. That presence of God is necessary. You have to take him along with you. There is no decision that is small. Every decision is important. Backing out of your house in the driveway is important. Running around to the store is important. Everything about you, make sure that God is aware of it. And take God with you wherever you are going in Jesus' mighty name. That is one. Second thing that God told Joshua was Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Joshua 3, 5. In Joshua 3, 5, he told him to do what? To sanctify. Read it for me, everybody, please. Read it just quickly. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sanctify yourself tomorrow, for the Lord, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders for you. Amen. Now, sanctification is to cleanse, prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You have to sanctify yourself and let God go with you. Another part of sanctification I want to bring is that you are not to carry the old luggage of 2019 and cross over to 2020. Clean your house. Clean your house in Jesus' name. I say clean your house, clean your house. The temple of the living God that is in you, clean it. If there is some forgiveness, when our sister was praying, he prayed on that. If there is some forgiveness, remember that God is not bound to honor prayer when sin is present. But if you ask for forgiveness, you shall receive it in Jesus' name. And as God forgives your sin, please forgive those that have sinned against you. Amen? For God will not go with the old baggage, and you call it the presence of the Lord. You have to cross over and confess any sin, any mistake that is in you in 2019. Wrong judgments, failure, people you might have hurt, or people that have hurt you. It's time to pray, when we start praying before the crossover time, to ask God, please, Lord, forgive me. I forgive everybody. Anybody that I have oath against, I release them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Prepare your heart. Sanctify yourself. And also, you are to go into this 2019 as a part of sanctification with a preparation in the sense that God, you now know for sure that the stone of Israel is with you. You are not to go with fearfulness. Many people carry the old baggage of 2019. The thing that has kicked in 2019, the thing that has derailed them, the thing that has been fearful, bugging them, whatever it is, sickness, this and that, financial issue, whatever it is, and they want to carry it over to... No! You are not to carry it over, you are to leave it in 2019 in Jesus' name. For he who has called you is able. He's able to help you and to see you through in Jesus' name. If you have pending situation, don't worry about it tonight. God will put an end for there's the time of an anointed prayer. And God will honor your prayers in Jesus' name. If you are here and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, remember that children's bread is entitled only to the children. Then you are to become the children of God. There will be opportunity for you to give your life to Christ Jesus. Amen? If you have to, if you need to, come and just kneel down, confess, tell God to come into your life, so that you can go into this new year a prepared vessel for the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the presence of God shall go with you. Amen? 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 Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Numbers chapter 23 verse 9, he said that God is not man that he should lie. Amen? Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not man that he should lie, verse 19. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Amen. Has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? If God said it, he will do it. If God said tonight that he's going to take you through 2020, then believe it and don't doubt God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Somebody say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Somebody say, blessed be the name of Jesus. For the promise of God is here and amen. I said, if God has promised, then be sure that you go with him. At his command, take a step of faith. Don't lag behind. Don't be fearful. When God is leading you, when God is taking the lead, follow. That is what we are going to find out in this ministration tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen? Amen? The miracle of the crossover could not be possible if they have chosen to not believe God. Mind you, God has taken them all these 40 years, and they are now at the point of crossing over. And there are these obstacles, the one in their future and behind. What is behind you, there is little you can do about it. Don't let it drag you down. Face what is the immediate future. Concentrate on it. What is in their future is cannot dictate what is in the past. Your past should not dictate what is in your present. It's time many of us love these things and it become weigh us down that we don't get to hear from God. We don't get the answer to the prayers we have. Now, these people have come to this place in their life that they need to cross over. But their past was behind them, but their past is still affecting them. Come to that. If they had chosen not to believe God, God couldn't have brought them across Jordan. You say why? Because it happened before. When the journey from Egypt started, the intention of God was for them to walk for how many days? About 40 days. He brought them to the brink of Jordan the first time. But before they could cross over, Moses sent spies to the land that they are going to possess, to the promised land. The spies came about, 12 of them, one from every tribe. 11 of them came back with bad news, with the exception of one, Caleb. And they said, yes, the land that the Lord has given us is full of blessings. 2020 is full of great things for the people of God. 20 things is just wonderful. I'm paraphrasing it here. There is a wonderful thing out there in the land. But, oh, there is another problem we found. We saw the giants. We saw the sons of Anak. That land is a land that eateth its own inhabitants. We are like grasshoppers in their presence. They are 7 foot, 10 foot, 8 foot tall men. Giants in the land in those days. Caleb said, no. Have you guys forgotten what the Lord has done? He made mincemeat of Egypt with all his powers. The Amalekites came, he pushed them down for you. He parted the Red Sea. He did this and did that. I said, let us go and possess the land in the name of the Lord. But they will not do that. Say, let us go. We are able to go up and claim this country. To possess the land from the Jordan to the sea. And even if there be giants on the way, our God is able to give us victory. But fear was holding them down. They were on the brink of Jordan to cross the 41st time in 40 days' time, or thereabout. But unbelief pulled them back into the wilderness and desert for 40 good years. Do not dishonor God. The stone of Israel is not man. If God said it, I don't care how he does it. I don't care what it will take. I don't care who is against you. I don't care who is pointing finger. God is able to do it in Jesus' name. Even if everybody around you disbelieve, even if everybody against you is going left, and God says, I am with you. This situation, this condition, no matter what it is, I will see you through. Stand on that word of God. And God's word will be honored. God will vindicate his word in the mighty name of Jesus. For you, it is a done deal. Do not allow the enemy to plant that seed of confusion. For God is able, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God could have brought them across when the Jordan was easier to cross. Another point I want to bring out to you. Many a times your miracle is just across. But the obstacle will be so big, like a mountain, that when you look at it, you say, how in God's name is this going to be possible? I say, just trust him that is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For even though the staff of Moses was missing in action, the portion of Jacob is still with them in Jesus' name. He's still around. He never changed. He doesn't fail. And neither does he fail. He's not man. He doesn't lie. If he says it, he will do it. So here is an obstacle, Jordan. Let me describe Jordan for you. God chose to take them to cross Jordan at the time of the harvest rain. It is in the Bible. It said they came across in the harvest rain. He came at a point that Jordan has overflowed its banks. He came at a time that if you look at Jordan, your heart will tremble. It is a raging boiling river that will take anything that crosses its path. At that time of the year, the mountains of Lebanon have snows on top of it. It's in the Bible there. And these snows will melt and flow into Jordan. And then the rain harvest, the time of the harvest rain was pouring down. So that Jordan that used to be maybe a mile wide is now 2 miles. And instead of maybe being a 3 feet or 6 feet of water depth, it's now maybe 12, 15 feet or 20 feet high. And it is pushing, it's going at the speed maybe 40 miles per hour. If you put anything in it, it's going to throw it away. It's going to sink anything that tries to cross it. But that is what God is telling Joshua. You are going to cross over. And Joshua has not been proven. Joshua has not done anything to prove himself. Yes, he got the mantle of authority from Moses. But from verse 1 where we read, he has not done anything. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is our God. At times, when the challenge is greater, so also the glory of God in it will be greater. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jeremiah spoke of this Jordan to show you the truth of it. He says in Jeremiah 12:5, if thou hast run with footmen and they have wearied thee, how can you contend with horses? And if in the land that is peaceful you are troubled, he said, what will you do in this swelling of Jordan? Even Jeremiah used it as an example. When Jordan swells, it's a terrible thing. And Joshua is to cross it with 2.5 million people. Children, infants, their baggages, their horses, their camels, everything they have gathered. The old, the weak. And this is obstacle facing them. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Even when Jordan is swollen, even when his bank is overflowing, know that your God is able, in Jesus' mighty name, he's able to calm the raging sea. He's able to quench the tempest. Is able to make that wall river to become a block wall so that you can walk through. Not only will they walk through, they stood in the midst of the children, Jordan. Their children was playing inside Jordan. And blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the God we serve. Amen? 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 So they choose to believe God. At the command of the priest, I'm going to read this pretty quick because my time is running out. At the command, the priest that bears the ark went forward. Hallelujah. They came there, you can call it deja vu, as some people will say, because the same thing is happening. I say here, don't let your yesterday failure define your tomorrow. The priest went forward. The people were behind by 2,000 cubits, about half a mile, following. Don't ever go in the presence of God. Above him, always follow God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That sample is going. 1 mile away, the trumpet sounded and they started moving. 200 feet, Jordan was still raging. 100 feet, Jordan was still raging. 50 feet away, nothing has happened. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I said, do not stop at the brink of your miracle. If their heart has turned to water, if they become afraid or fearful at that point, they will lose the miracle the second time. But that's not our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Do not stop at the brink of your miracle. Believe God. Notwithstanding the circumstances, the miracle occurred only when the sole of their feet touched Jordan. Amen. And at times it's like that. It's only when you dive into that situation and do not care what circumstances around it, but choose to believe God who is able to quicken even the dead. He will make a miracle, a surprising miracle for you in Jesus' name. So immediately their feet touched Jordan, the angel went into action. They built a dam across 1 mile of raging sea on one side and the other side, and the people of the Lord crossed in what? In a dry ground. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. 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 The Bible said that when the enemy shall come like a flood, what will happen? The Spirit of God will raise a standard. I want us to stand on our feet. We are going to declare, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are going to declare to glory of the Lord some things that will happen if you believe God. As we say it, I write you to believe. There are 10 of them. Amen? And God will honor his word for you. We've been praying. Some people have been taking time to wait on the Lord. And the Lord is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? The presence of God is going with you into 2020. Do not be afraid. Hey, hallelujah. First, I want everybody to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Every Jordan shall part before you, and every fellow in your life will meet his Moses in 2020 in Jesus' name. I want you to say amen again. Amen. God shall say to all troubled water in your way, peace be still in Jesus' name. Amen. Everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread is given to you for a position in 2020 in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it, Lord. I believe it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord will set a table before you. And even in the presence of your enemies. And when you shall cry to our shield and fortress, God will say, here I am. In Jesus' mighty name. It will be a year of jubilee for you. And a year of freedom from all oppression in Jesus' name. Your portion shall be good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, and overflowing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you it shall be a year of remembrance. For good. God will remember your children. God will remember the work of your hand. God will remember your midnight cry unto him. The prayers you have made in 2019, it will come now to you as a blessing in 2020 in Jesus' mighty name. That is your portion this year in the name of the Lord. Yours shall be a shout of victory and not of dismay. In Jesus' mighty name. Even in 2020, it shall be so. It shall be a shout of victory for everybody here. If you only believe the Lord. Hallelujah. You shall go out with joy. Amen. And be led forth with peace. Amen. The mountains and the hills shall break forth with singing before you. And even the trees of the field shall clap their hands. That is a standing ovation for you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. And now say with me, the eternal God, the portion of Jacob, my rock, my waymaker, shall grant me peace and fulfillment by all means in 2020. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord.